Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Ted Fishman. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. Ted is the author of China Inc., also Shock of Gray. If you look online, tedcfishman.com, you'll find his website. And if you look around any of the smart places where people publish really smart stuff, you'll find Ted there. He writes, there's a lot of writing, a lot of global reporting. And that's the reason why we're fortunate to have him hang around with us. Ted, thanks again for being here. What's the most important thing that folks out here on Main Street should look at next? Should we watch the trade tactics of the Trump administration? Should we watch the meeting that's going on between Trump and the leader of North Korea? Should we watch the North Korea-South Korea summit that may be coming up? Should we watch the new president for life out of China? Should we watch their own internal challenges that will probably make them take care of themselves, and so we don't even have to worry about them 10 years from now? What should we be watching first?
Oh, that's such a good question. You know, when I think about this stuff, I think what a luxury it is to think about what's really just a trade skirmish and not a war.
Right.
When we have in the background the very frightening issues of North Korea.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's just no contest. That is the most terrifying thing in the world right now. We have two heavily ego-invested leaders involved in this.
Do you feel that Trump's behavior is sort of reining Kim Jong-un in a little bit? Is he making him blink a little bit, you think?
I think it is. I mean, it reins everybody in until it doesn't. You know,
yeah.
The problem with the brinksmanship is, you know, when does brinksmanship become crying wolf?
Right. When does somebody call your bluff on your brinksmanship, right?
Right, and then they have free – as soon as they call your bluff, they either have free license or you have to do something desperate in order
right.
to get their attention again.
Right.
And that's really scary. And with these two players, it's impossible for anyone else to know what's at work.
Is it a good thing for North Korea and South Korea to start talking now? That doesn't seem like a good idea to me.
You know, I don't know. It depends what they're talking about. You know, there's so much heartache inside that country. You know, families separated. You have
yep.
one of the poorest entities in the world next to one of the most prosperous.
Right.
And it's hard not to see how even small taste of that much, much better life in the South wouldn't permeate in the North.
But how much, as bad as North Korea is right now, how much is that country an important buffer between North Korea, which is a close ally in a lot of ways of U.S., between China and the U.S. and its allies there? How much of a buffer? How much does China want them to stay like they are?
Right, just speaking the most cold-hearted geopolitical ways, if South Korea gets warmer relations with North Korea, there's very little reason for South Korea to stay close to us anymore.
But why would they? What would they do? I mean, what is North Korea, other than the emotional nationalism issue? What does North Korea have to offer?
You know, just turn the clock back to China in the 1970s. It was like North Korea, and look where it became.
Ted, it's not going to be like bringing down the Berlin Wall and opening up Germany.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you've got Deng Xiaoping, who worked under Mao, and then he became the great kind of liberator of market forces in
yeah.
China. It's hard to predict. I mean, countries really do pivot. South Korea was the very poorest nation in the world in 1955, the very poorest. Look at it now. You would think that people walking on Fifth Avenue were poor relations to the people walking the streets of Seoul.
Yeah. Well, you're worried about North Korea, and everybody that every important thinker I know, which you're in the group, have said that exact same thing, almost exactly like you said it. But my next most worrisome thing is the potential naivete of the South Korean leader and the South Koreans.
Yeah, I mean, he has a lot of people who want to see their relatives, you know. It's political. It's like, why do we bargain for political prisoners
away? It might wind up being a geopolitical problem. Hey, Ted, always a pleasure. You always make us smarter. Come back soon.
My pleasure.
Ted Fishman, ladies and gentlemen. TedCFishman.com. Check out that website. You'll thank me later. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.